And we are back this morning. We hope you are having a beautiful and thankful Thursday with us. I am Brenda from The Morning Blend, joining us as our host this week. Dave Vassar's making noise over there as you tear up paper.
I can't hear that. And crinkling.
And you keep crinkling them and you throw, and
you
I have not seen you hit that basket once this week.
Reminds me of my high school days when I was playing basketball. Yeah, like 0 for 27. Dave, stop shooting. Yeah, I'm okay. That only happened 8 times. Look, 888-823-5286. Brenda and Aaron, we have a little bit of celebrating to do. Boy, that flurry of calls that came in at the
end
carried us through that last hour. Thank you to everybody. I know we'll have some folks to thank here in the next few minutes.
Absolutely. That was exciting. Okay, I'll say this. As much as I say every day that we're on Share-a-thon, the drama of it. Everybody waits. We don't like the drama. Let's start getting those calls in. I do kind of like the drama.
A little bit at the end.
Yeah, just a little bit at the end.
Like an extra coffee.
Okay. You know, we will get a dollar update on that. But you know what we just found out? One of those beautiful prayer shawls has been taken. So salt and pepper. That was the one that reminded
me.
The one in honor of Dave. Yeah, yeah. Dave's matched his hair. It went perfectly. Right. Called salt and pepper.
I love it.
The ghost of Christmas past.
Yes,
that's right. The ghost of Christmas past. Oh, what a great conversation that was.
Inside joke. What I love about Share-a-thon is when we start putting this together. Now, you know, we look at this. We've got 7 guests every day.
Right.
And we fill it up Monday through Friday. And our friends say yes constantly to our ask. And sometimes we think, all right, this is these people, they're going to say no. They just had enough of us. And yet time and time again, they continue to say yes. Now, one of those people, not only does she always say yes to Share-a-thon at least 2 or 3 times a month, maybe, I call her up. I said, can you come up on the morning show? Let's record an interview. Let's have you come on live. Let's find out what is going on in the Faith Formation office at St. Anthony's Church in Tigard. And our good friend, Miriam Marston, unless she is traveling the world, her answer is always yes to us. And she is in studio today. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, Brenda. Good morning, all. It's great to be here. I always look forward to this. So I think maybe I'm a little like you. I like that. A little drama.
Yeah, right. What is that about? I'll say this. When it comes time for my judgment, I do not want any drama
at
all.
No drama associated with that
one. Not with St. Peter. No, I do not want to have that drama. But here on Earth, it's what makes it just a little bit exciting. That's what we know people are listening for. So we are thankful that you are joining us today, Miriam. Our theme this year, Rejoice in Hope. And we have been thinking, look at that, already online. They are calling for Miriam. Of course, people are going on the line to MonsterDayRadio.com. And if you click on the Share-a-thon button at the top of the page, you can see our full lineup of guests. So I have a feeling a few people may have been looking and knowing that Miriam was joining us today. So here's what I was getting to. So every day throughout our Share-a-thon, we have been talking about a little bit of a different theme based on hope. Mm-hmm. Today, we are tackling the hope in the Eucharist. Now, as Faith Formation Director, I talk to you often about this, and you are getting people at really all different stages of their faith formation. Yeah. There are people who are coming to the church who are maybe like, you know, I was baptized Catholic, and, you know, I received my first Holy Communion, but then we stopped going, and so I want to finish that out. But so they have a little bit of idea. You are getting people also who are coming to you saying, I know nothing. I have never known Christ my entire life. All I've ever heard about the church are the scandals and the terrible things that happen. But what I know is there is something in the church that is drawing me here. Mm. So they have to learn a lot. And I think that of all of the things that a person who is coming into the church has to learn and understand, the Eucharist very well may be one of the hardest things for someone to wrap their mind up. Look, and I'll tell you this, in Catholic my whole life, 56 years, and I still, there are times when I kneel in Mass and I'm looking at the elevated host and I still go, That's you.
Yeah, right.
I can't wrap my mind around it. So when you begin to introduce the Eucharist to somebody who has never known Christ that way before, what are those first little baby steps, maybe those little seeds that you give them that will help grow in their faith?
Yeah, it's such a good question. I'll actually connect it to another topic that can be another hard one to wrap our minds around. And it just so happens I'm teaching on this three times this week. It's on the Holy Trinity.
Mm.
And so actually, I would start with the Trinity. And, you know, when I just explained it to our OCIA last night, that when you approach one person of the Trinity, it's connected to the other two persons of the Trinity. So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That means that when we receive the body of Christ and we receive communion, we're getting a taste of the Holy Trinity.
Amen.
And as I was reflecting on it in light of our conversation today and knowing we were going to talk about hope, I actually thought about the hope that is in that moment of receiving Holy Communion, because you get a taste of the Trinity, which is what it is to be swept up into the love and life of eternal life. And so every time I receive communion, getting a taste of the entire Trinity and just the glorious life that awaits us, and that we're looking ahead to, that we can anticipate. So I like to start there, actually, because all of that then goes back to God is love. And I too, Brenda, I will sometimes look at the elevated host and I'm like, not in a doubting way, but like, why am I here? And then I look at the host and I'm like, right, this is how God loves. This is his love just come down, reaching into the world and drawing me in. And who doesn't want to talk about love? Like, who doesn't? So that's such a beautiful sort of access point to speaking on the Holy, on the Eucharist, is being able to approach it like, this is how God loves us and reaches in and wants to be in such, you can't get any closer, right, than in our digestive system.
Right.
You can't
Amen
get
to
any
that.
Closer to that. So, oh, and what a great source of hope too.
I love that. Mm. You know, it was it actually for me too, one of the things that made it clear is that there was a children's book that was written, and one of our actual local artists here in the area, she did the illustrations for that. Adelaide Hugh, yeah, exactly. And she drew a picture of the elevation of the Mass as what it would be if the veil was lifted.
Oh my goodness.
And what there was us in the congregation, and then surrounded the saints, and then surrounded by that, the angels, all of us focused on this one point in this image. And I went, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I need to understand. If I cannot fully understand, and sometimes it's today, something happened in the morning, or I can remember those days trying to get children out the door into Mass, and unfortunately there was baby spit up on my nice clean dress or something. It happened, and I'm just like, why am I doing this? Right? And then you get these moments of clarification, and you go.
That moment when those hands come down, I'm always, okay, here we go.
That's it. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's get ready. So, we have, it is discussions like that that we have here at Mater Dei Radio. And Mira and Marston, you are such a source of wisdom, and you just explain it to us, in the way that I need to understand it.
I'm
here.
Never going to forget, you can't get closer than having God in your digestive system. That was I'm just telling you, that one is one that's going to stick, because it's true, because it's absolutely true. I love it.
Oh, Rolando Moreno is joining us today. He's smiling too, just because you are recognizing too here on the air what incredible conversations. We aren't just sharing a message, we are evangelizing a world here in Portland, Oregon, and across the country and across the world.
Definitely. And that's the heart of our mission, is to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm smiling as well because my, former colleague, Miriam Marston, we worked together for many years at the Pastoral Center, but she's still a colleague because we're in the same business of leading souls to Christ.
Absolutely.
And we're in the Jesus business.
The Jesus business, as they say. But I do have some thank yous to recognize here. We'd like to thank Teresa from Christ the King Parish for healing of souls with wounds and for return of lost souls. So we'll be praying for that intention. Thank you for your gift. Pamela from St. John the Evangelist in Vancouver.
Oh, thank you for that.
Wishing us all very well on the station and the new director.
Thank you so much.
I wonder who that is. Thank you, Pamela. Christine from St. Matthew's in Hillsboro. Thank you for your support of Modern Day Radio. As well as Kevin and Natalie from St. Anthony in Tigard.
Thank you, Kevin and Natalie.
Yes, the parish is showing up here. And as well, Melissa from St. Pius X in Hillsboro. Prayers for their my sister's father-in-law.
Okay.
So definitely prayers for your intentions. Thank you so much.
All right. Wow, that's part of that flurry of calls that we got in the last hour. And then, boy, all Miriam had to do was walk into the room, and we started seeing the phone light up and call, pledges coming in online. So what portion can you do? 888-823-5286. That is the number to call. People are also going to our webpage at materdayradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app. And Aaron, it looks like you are a man with an update.
$400 in.
Nice.
That leaves us $2,100 to go.
All right. I'm going to talk to you about circles. I think we need 12 individual gifts. Two have already come in, so we're looking for 10 more. Those two have given us that $400, $2,100 to go. These are matching pledge dollars, brothers and sisters. This could be, needs to be, will be a $5,000 hour.
Wow.
With your assistance. 888-823-5286 as we get prepared to go into break in a minute or two. Let's get those phone lines filled up. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break. The great advantage right now would be if you make that phone call, you're going to be giving your gift during the break and you won't miss any of the conversation. 888-823-5286. Let's get a trinity of phone calls. I know those volunteers are standing back there. No, they're not
standing. They're eating muffins.
But they would love. They're here.
Thank you, Carol. Those are delicious.
Oh, those were fabulous. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, so here's the thing. So they're here just to talk to you. That's it. They came in this morning because they love talking to other members of the Mater Dei Radio family. They said yes. All of them are donors as well. Not only are they doing that, they're volunteering their time too. And so I'm asking you, please call them if you have an opportunity. Now, if it's easier to go online and give your gift there or on the app. But if you have an extra minute, you sure will bring joy to their lives. And quite frankly, to ours, because we love to hear that phone ring. 888-823-5286, MonterdayRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app.
You know, I was thinking, it was hard to get a word in edgewise around here sometimes, but we were just talking.
You control the mics. You know that, right?
I know, but
you
like to be a benevolent dictator and not just turn everybody.
He's a benevolent dictator. I like that.
Thanks. Now I totally got my train of thought derailed. So we were talking about the Eucharist, and sometimes it's hard to wrap our minds around it.
Yeah.
And that's why in the Gospel of John, Jesus told us, John 12 said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself." Mm. Now, it's most often referred to as his foreshadowing of his crucifixion and his ascension.
Right.
But it also foreshadows the Mass.
Oh, amen.
Oh, wow.
When the priest elevates the host every time, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself."
Love it.
This is the depth of our faith that you only get, well, you should be getting it at our OCIA. I never say it right. OCIA. But you also get it here at Mater Dei Radio.
That is beautiful.
Absolutely.
I am lifted up. And that's the other beautiful thing about our Catholic faith is that we are not always, you know, close to heaven. There are times and things that happen in this broken world that we are brought down. Mm. Well, that's where we also step in for each other.
Mm.
And we lift each other up out of the darkness, out of the grief, out of the misery that we sometimes go through in this world. Right? Christ didn't say we're not going to suffer, right? There's a whole chapter, a whole verse on that. But know that I have conquered death. I have conquered this world. And again, we weren't made for earth. We were made for heaven.
And when we come out of Mass, we're sent forth, right? So we continue that life of grace. We continue that life of conversation with one another, that life of faith. But also, one of my favorite stories about a saint, and I'm trying to recollect who it was, but I won't. But here's the story. He is playing, he's shooting a game of pool, so he's a modern saint. And somebody asked him, if you knew that Jesus was coming back in the next 15 minutes, what would you do? He said, I'd finish my game of pool. You know, my life is about Jesus. It doesn't matter if I'm shooting a game of pool or if I'm in front of the Blessed Sacrament in adoration and prayer or at Mass. If my whole life is about Jesus, everything, we should be content with whatever we're doing as service to Christ, even shooting a game of pool. Now, I don't play pool well, so I wouldn't do that, but he was probably pretty good at it.
I've heard several versions of that.
Yeah.
There's the three monks are sitting around in recreation time.
Yeah.
What would you do if you heard Jesus was coming back right now? One's like, oh, I'll run off to the tabernacle, or oh, I'd drop into prayer and start, you know, praising God. And the third guy goes, I'd keep doing what I'm doing. Keep reading my book.
Because what do you think this is about?
This is what this hour is for, is recreation.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Amen to that. So Miriam Marston joining us today, this hour. St. Anthony, they got another representative joining us from Mater Dei Radio. Miriam, we're going to step into a break here. I want to just get a little update on what's happening at St. Anthony's in your faith formation program. Talk about a parish where they are just filled with people who want to know
all
Christ even more. We're
going to
talk more about that. So use this time during the break. Call in, make your pledge, go online, make your donation, and then come back. And we're going to be joined again by Miriam Marston. So the number again, 888-823-5286, or online at materdeiradio.com. or on the Hail Mary Media app. So come on back to Rejoice and Hope Fall Shareathon 2025. Look, I stepped out of the main studio for just a moment here to fill up my coffee cup. And when I come back, I have missed out on something very hysterical because everybody else here is laughing and yucking it up in here. And we've got business to get to.
We were all filled with joy because we were talking about all the things we love about Brenda. We were taking turns.
That didn't sound like that. That's not at all what it sounded like.
Don't go lying on the air now.
Oh, but you know what? You're right. Being here at Mater Dei Radio is joyful. And the biggest part of it is because just below our main studio here on Sylvan Hill in our beautiful multimedia building, we have got Jesus Christ. He is right there in the tabernacle. And it's been wonderful because we have had different guests. They arrived just a little bit early. And when I go down there to maybe find some of them, they're sitting in the chapel.
Oh, yeah.
They're sitting in the chapel praying there before Jesus. And that has just been such a wonderful blessing to have the tabernacle here, to have the altar here. We have a Mass monthly. In fact, we have a priest coming in this week who will be serving Mass during Shareathon, one of our afternoon breaks here. And so I just feel so blessed. You work at a parish, maybe the pastoral center also, you can go to church and go to Mass just right there in the building.
I run a Catholic radio group, and we don't have a chapel. So I'm just saying, like, the blessing that is a part of Mater Dei Radio in many ways is singular, to have that chapel. And not only is the tabernacle here in the building, it's directly below the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So this studio sits on top of the chapel.
Yes.
So we are literally feet away from Jesus in the Eucharist as we're on the air, and that grace covers us as well.
That's
love
right.
We
point said that
not
out.
To build on sand, to build on rock.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I love it. There you go.
Wow. That's here's good. Aaron with those wise words.
He's a philosophizer. He's one of my favorite ones. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. But there is a joy, not only here in Mater Dei Radio, but I find a joy in throughout the Archdiocese of Portland. When you are in other areas of the country and the conversation of Portland comes up, people have opinions. But what they don't realize is that the household of God here has been tested, that it is strong and that it perseveres. And there is a strength and a joy here that is singular because the attack, quite frankly, is singular as well. So, you know, Absolutely. Yeah, you got to go through difficulty. But boy, does it build a community.
And you know what else we are realizing here in the Portland area is that, yes, we do have this reputation. And I'm not saying that the news is false because we see where there are trouble spots. But there are brighter spots,
amen.
Even greater than the trouble. And that is the way that the community is being shifted back to Christ. And we are seeing numbers of people coming to the faith, some that are have been baptized in another faith denomination, but they are coming to the Catholic Church, and many more who have never known Christ, have never been baptized, and coming to the faith. St. Anthony's in Tigard is one of those parishes where the people who are coming in, the numbers are incredible. Last year at Easter Vigil, between everybody who were completing sacraments, who were coming into the church for the first time, what was your numbers last year?
Across the board for the sacraments were several hundred for sure.
Yeah.
A few hundred. And then, we're on track for this year as well. This is my biggest OCIA group.
Nice.
So we're at 57 for baptism.
Oh, 57 my. Just to be baptized.
So, yeah. So it's and really from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds. We have something that's really interesting that we're seeing this year is entire families approaching the church. And there's all these different sacramental and pastoral needs. And it's really beautiful. You know what? It's also really messy.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And it can be challenging, a little chaotic at times. But I think that's a good reflection of where Christ meets us is kind of in the messiness and the busyness of life. And our church needs to be on the front lines of that and ready to respond to the needs of the individual and the families as well. But we have entire families coming into the church. Just 2 weeks ago, I had three members of the same family all come into full communion, all come into the church.
Goodness.
It was really beautiful to see. A big OCIA group and many more for confirmation, First Holy Communion. My adult confirmation class is full. It's really beautiful to see. And you can see the hunger, the thirst that people have. Maybe they have tried other ways of living. Maybe they have tried other answers to the deep questions that they have, and they have found that nothing is filling the hole. Nothing is really satisfying them. Nothing's kind of has responded to their questions. And you know what? They just try the church. And I've had a number of people say, I have driven past St. Anthony's, for years, and one day I just decided to call up.
Wow.
And so our job is to be there on the other end of an email, on the other end of the line, to say, okay, how can we reflect Christ back to you and meet you where you're at? And honestly, to tie it into this week, there are so many people are looking for hope. So many people are looking for meaning and purpose. And that's something that, praise God, our parishes are providing these beautiful apostolates. Catholic radio, Catholic media, is all of it is ordered to how can we support people. And I think of the words from 1 Peter 3:15, always be ready to give an account for the reason of for the hope that is in you.
Yeah.
And I was praying about this driving over, that when people listen to Catholic radio, they're able to sort of think about that. Why do I have this hope that makes no sense to the world?
Right.
And I think Catholic radio can help the listeners put words around that and equip them to be able to give that account for the reason of the hope that is in them.
Thanks,
and
God.
So we need that. We need listeners to be better, to be empowered and equipped, to be able to speak to the hope that is in them. Again, a hope that stands contradictory to the world around them. Like when things seem to be falling apart, well, why do you seem different and hopeful and joyful?
Yeah, amen.
And we rejoice in this hope. I loved it. I was driving through Tigard just this morning, driving here, and I was passing by, I think, a Lutheran church, and there on the sign, be joyful in hope. I'm like, yes, that is not a coincidence. So
I love it. And I will tell you, I do believe in Portland that there are some singular issues here that might not be present in the same degree elsewhere. But that means, as the scripture says, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. If there is a singular difficulty here, isn't there a singular amount of grace here too? And it doesn't surprise me at all that when there is this pronounced difficulty, this pronounced sin, when there's this pronounced darkness, that you can go and find where grace is pouring out in an abundance and making a difference that is unusual and unlike any place else. So praise God. You know, when you see the darkness, instead of cursing it, brothers and sisters, look for that abundant grace. When there's difficulty in your life, don't curse that thing. Look for the abundant grace that is now being made available to overcome that thing, to bring you comfort in that thing, to bring you intimacy with God that you might have the strength to endure or have victory in that thing.
Wow. Preach. Oh, amen.
I'm so serious because I think the believers here, we get so overwhelmed by the difficulty and we forget that's the gift to us because we are assigned to go out and proclaim the gospel. I want to proclaim it to somebody who's ready to hear it. Those who have experienced all of this, they're sick of it. They are sick of it. Eventually, Jesus says a kingdom divided against itself won't stand. Well, he's being accused of casting out demons by the power of Beelzebul. But what he's basically saying is, look, the devil's kingdom is already divided. It is not going to stand. In fact, it's already crumbling into dust. Don't lose sight of that. Cling to the good thing that's wrapping itself around you that you might draw others, not only yourself. If it's just about us, fine. But it's about us going out and proclaim it to others. And so we have this abundant grace to do that. I would say nearly unprecedented grace in modernity to do that right now. So let's go do it.
Let's go do it. Absolutely. So what we need and what we are asking is for you to join us in this mission. Because when people are looking for hope, we need to make sure that... Yeah. Mater Dei Radio Amen. Is here in all of our forms. I mean, Mater Dei Radio, again, that's our signal. But when you look at Hail Mary Media, we are able to offer podcasts, digital podcasts of all of our shows that air during the day. So you're able to listen to them at any time because we know that's how many people today are listening to their news or listening to their programming or their entertainment. It is through podcasts on their phones. We recognize that. We want to make sure we are there. Just step through. Miriam, you saw Father Peter Julius set right next door, engaged by the Spirit. Yeah. Talk about a program that is really has so much potential. Now, it is really still in what we'll call its infancy. Only three guests so far that we have been able to put out there. I think that's just three. Now we've got the fourth one getting ready to go up. And so what we need are the funds that we raise during the Share-a-thon to be able to continue to do those things. We have so many more ideas. And Miriam, you worked with Rolando. You know what his heart is and what we are capable of and what great ideas and programs we want to be able to bring forward. Share-a-thon is keeping the lights on. And everything that comes in above our goals, those are the funds that we are going to be able to grow this ministry because it's time. We are embarking on a new phase in the life of Mater Dei Radio, and we want to be able to bring forward even more great content because, as David said, there is a world out there that needs us to be here. And your thoughts more on that?
Yeah, and I think just for those listening and who are on the fence, I mean, you get to be part of this mission. I mean, what a privilege and what a joy that you get to be part of this team of, because I see, I mean, there is so much potential here, and the Lord is, there's just fertile ground for evangelization. So all the pieces are there. You just need to, you can be part of this. So for those, again, who are kind of, you know, do I want to give it this time? Like, think of what you get to be a part of. Because, again, I get to see that each day, those who are inspired and moved by what they're hearing, the podcast they're listening to, Catholic radio, that sometimes gets others off the fence in their own faith journey. Say, okay, I heard the right word at the right time in my car, on my phone, through the app. And this is the final nudge I needed, the way to clear that last hurdle for me to take this step towards confirmation, towards baptism. That's the work that you get to be a part of when you participate in a share-a-thon like this. You get to again, be part of that outreach to those who are looking for Christ, who are looking for answers and have found this place to turn to, but are waiting for that last step to take. So be a part of this hopeful and joyful work.
I love it. And look, you've got to be courageous enough and bold enough to say, I'm okay with failure. You know, that you've got to be okay with it not working. The only way that we're ever going to be able to serve the Lord properly and without any agenda of our own is if we are not invested in success or failure on any other level than being obedient to what the Lord God has called us to do at the service of other people, knowing that we might be planting a seed that we don't get to harvest. You know, it's just the way it goes. Do that thing. Don't be discouraged by it. And know that if you make it, one of the things I always do, and I did it when I flew in here, I always say to the Lord, Lord, this flight belongs to you. My time on this flight belongs to you. My seat assignment belongs to you. Put me next to somebody that I can minister to so that I can use this time well. And I will tell you, inevitably, every single time, the Lord puts me in front of, sits me with someone who's in, has a need. And I don't bring it out in them. I just make myself available. I say hello. I don't put my headphones on. I don't ignore them. And I just allow them to eventually bring forth the thing that they always bring forth when we make ourselves available to them. Every single time we have a conversation, brothers and sisters, it is a divine appointment. We've got to be aware of that because it's about the salvation of souls, period.
And it's that shift in thinking. It's like you were talking about the opportunity of how bad things are perceived in the world and in this city. It's that, it's almost a meme where it's like, you know, you pray for patience. The Lord just doesn't give you patience.
No.
He gives you opportunities to be patient.
Amen.
Right? And so you got to look around and be like, oh man, this sucks. This city's tearing itself apart.
And then
you go, wait a minute. Okay, hang on. What has the Lord given me an opportunity here for?
Right.
You know,
I'm in the
to be forgiving,
place.
To be right. This is He's put you right here, right now, because He's got something for you right here, right now.
About the only time that I would exchange for this time would be apostolic times. Other than that, I want to be right here because I think we are sitting in the perfect place for the re-evangelization, or many times the first evangelization of those around us.
All right, so now is the time to call. We're going to get into a break, but before we do that, a couple of thank yous and an update. A big thank you to Curtis.
He
made a pledge, and we will join our prayers to yours for your special intention. And Elizabeth and Jude, thank you so much for your gift. They say prayers that all of those seeking may find. And then the next question is, what prompted your donation? It said Miriam and the good parish of St. Anthony.
There you go.
Absolutely. So thank you for that. So along with those pledges and what has come in so far, we started today. We had a $2,500 goal. We now have $2,030 to go. $2,030 to go. So we are getting there. So we're going to go into a break. Thank you. That pledge online is helping us get even a little bit more closer. So we're going to get into the break. I'm going to put my seat away and I'm going to stand because I know that drama is coming. We are about ready to turn it up here at Mozart Day Radio. So give us a call
now. Five gifts in. We're looking for seven more. Seven more.
That'll get us there. 888-823-5286 online at MozartDayRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. Oh, we are back. We are joyful and we are glad that you are joining us today. Dave, you had mentioned, what is the title of an upcoming book that you are working on?
Fatherhood by the Book, Three Scriptural Principles for Dads.
Okay. Yeah. And now in the in-between hour here, there this in-between segment, this little break we were on, we have the title for your next book, which is Hang Those Pictures, A Theology of Marriage. That would be a great one, huh?
Yeah, I would say my wife is very artsy. I, however, have undiagnosed or at least unmedicated OCD. And so I need everything straight. Everything has to be matchy-matchy. I can't. Oh, that's in the same color family. I'm like, no, it's not. I don't care. You can't do stripes and polka. You got everything has to be not only in the same color family. it has to be the same color, you know? Oh, a variation, yeah. Maybe a little bit. That's about it, yeah. Otherwise, it drives me crazy.
I've heard my kids say that because I have one of those. She's like, that's not the same color. I'm like, yeah, but it's on your shirt and then it's your shoes. And that's far enough away that people won't notice. No. Thank goodness. No. Thank goodness our Lord is not that exacting with us, right? Boy, he accepts us how we are and where we are. And he walks with us going, This is a little bit more the right way. This is the way that you were looking for. This is the path I want to lead you on, but I'm going to let you take those steps towards me. I can't take you and make you go through that door. You know that beautiful image? It's kind of an older one, maybe from the 40s or 50s, of Christ at the door.
Oh, yeah.
I think my grandmother had that one in her house. You know what is interesting about that door? There is no handle for Jesus to open that door up and walk into that home. He is waiting. He is waiting for us to open that door for Love him and that. Let him in. And so, once we hang that picture in your entryway, that there you for go. Sure will
as
get
long
there.
As it's hung correctly and straight, I'm good with it. It's a beautiful picture.
All right, here we go. So people took the opportunity during the break to make their pledge.
There we go.
Our update now, $820 in.
All
$820 in. That is leaving us $1,680 to go. $1,680. All right.
And a little bit less now, thanks to that.
And a little bit less to that
gift online.
We've got about 12 minutes to get us there.
And that's six gifts in, six to go. With 11 minutes, we can easily accommodate those six additional gifts at 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Online at MatreDayRadio.com or on the Hail Mary mobile app. Now, here is the thing. Yes, we can accommodate it. We would love to hit this goal, take advantage, because this is not just a goal, brothers and sisters, not just a need, not just a burden. It's also matching pledge dollars. So we have $1,680 of matching pledge dollars available. You know, that's what, $3,360 sitting there that we could bring into the coffers, off the desk, into the coffers as it's matched, as you call in your gifts. We're able to match it with those matching pledge dollars for this hour. 888-823-5286.
And I have a couple of thank yous I would also like to recognize. Hannah, she took the time during the break to make that donation on the line. She goes to the Proto Cathedral of St. James the Greater. And for your prayer intention, Hannah, I will also invoke the intercession of St. Anne, and we will pray for you. And guess who called once again? Generous George. That's right.
Thank you, George.
Thank you so much. He said he's going to be praying for Patrick Ryan.
Nice.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you, George, so much. A longtime friend here at Mater Dei Radio. We appreciate all that you do for our ministry.
That's number six, I think, from George.
Is that six from George?
Thank you, George.
He just cannot help himself.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. 888-823-5286. Six from George altogether. Six gifts in altogether for this hour as well. Six to go. We announced at the beginning of the hour it would take us 12 gifts to get there.
That's not a good combination of numbers, but
12?
Oh, six. No, you said we had
six.
It's fine. There were three sixes in a row, but they were unrelated.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I'm not that bright.
We're
not intimidated by that little guy. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app. Again, now just 9 minutes to go. $1,680 of matching pledge dollars. What portion of that could you take? We'd love to have a bell ringer, obviously. If we could get somebody coming in at that $1,000, that $1,200, that $100 a month or more, that takes a very significant part of that. Divide the rest of it among the five remaining donors, and we will be right there at the top. 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, the Hail Mary Media app. Here we are in the second hour, coming to the conclusion of the second hour of the fourth day. In all of the preceding hours, we collectively have made or exceeded what we needed to raise. So carrying nothing forward, and we can't carry anything forward from this hour, because I've seen the hours to come. They have a burden all of their own. 888-823-5286.
Got a new update. We have $1,070 in. That leaves $1,430 to go.
All right. Very manageable.
I am so glad I am not in charge of the math. I am astounded how quickly you can move.
Curtis is doing all the
They do
work.
It for us, thanks be to God.
Absolutely. Yeah. He was sharpening his pencils last week, getting ready for this. He is a man fast with the numbers. All right, so here we go. We need you to be fast with that dial tone. Well, we need you to be able to punch these numbers in. Mm-hmm. Get your pledge in. We need, how many more calls are we going to take?
We still need six. We have six will in get us there. And six to go.
All right, $1,430. Maybe somebody's listening can take that $430 for us.
Idea.
We can break that up over the next 6 months, over the next year, whatever you need to do. But what is important about that $430 is that it is immediately matched to Mater Dei Radio. So however long you take to pay that $430, Mater Dei Radio will immediately get that match into our accounts to be able to grow this ministry. $1,430. What portion can you take? All the drama of it. We're going to get there. Who's going to join us on this journey? Miriam, you got the number right there. Tell them what to do.
I do. It's right here, and it is 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. I'm sure that's the number y'all have been dreaming of.
Yeah,
all
right.
Week long.
It runs
You've been
through
saying
your
it
head.
So
yeah.
much. So we hope to hear lots of dings and rings. That's what we want to hear in these last minutes of the hour. Yep.
Lots of folks listening right now. Lots and lots of folks listening right now. But I truly believe six of you are having your hearts stirred to be generous. The Lord God knows our need. He's not unaware of it. The St. Teresa of Calcutta said that God's work done in God's time never lacks God's provision. We don't worry about that. We know we're going to hit our goal. We know our need will be met. The question is, brother, the question is, sister, are you going to be a part of it? Are you going to be a part of this work that God is doing? Is he stirring your heart? Again, if you're hearing the sound of our voices, it's already a part of a divine invitation for you. We are asking, in fact, we are begging not for ourselves, but that this work of God might continue for the salvation of souls. And so we're asking you to partner with us in that. We're all called to have an effect on our sphere of influence, right? Those that we know, our family members, our neighbors, the person at the checkout counter, all of that. What happens when you join Mater Dei Radio family is your ability to have an effect for the gospel is amplified times a multitude that you could never even imagine. Many, many more people than you could individually reach, but you get to do it with us. We invite you to be partners with us in it. 4 minutes to go. We're going to get those six gifts. Will one of them be from you? 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. If you're listening right now and you've not yet given your gift of support, I would say this one is for you. One, we have matching pledge dollars available. We're going to be able to double your gift dollar for dollar. And the need to cover this is just simply this, that this pays our bills for the next 6 months. It's the minimal amount that we need in order to keep our stations on the air. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, MaterDeiRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app. Brenda, 3 minutes.
3 minutes ago. Come on, St. Anthony's. In fact, we are going to pray St. Anthony. We are looking for something. He is a man that always helps me find what I need.
I love it.
Little ways and in big ways. In little ways, yes. He has always helped me find one of my kids' shoes, it seemed like, on those early mornings heading out to school. In big ways, he helps those who have lost their faith find it. And they are finding it at St. Anthony. So we are going to invoke the intercession of St. Anthony to find us those donors who will need to pledge this hour. Maybe you're heading out the door. Okay, maybe you got to be there by 9 o'clock. It takes just less than a minute. Aaron, you have made pledges online.
If you're heading out the door at 8:57, you're late. So.
Yeah, well, maybe they just got to get next
door. You might as well
bring
out your phone and call 888-823-5286.
Online at materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. It really is just a moment to make that pledge. And then you can go about your day knowing that you've done your part to support Mater Dei Radio. We need those calls now, though. 888-888-823-5286.
Not to belabor the "it's bad out there, folks" thing, but, you know, if you are focused on how crazy parts of Portland are, this is an opportunity to do something about that. Mm. You know, I'm not going down to certain government facilities and taking a side. I don't have time for that. I'm a father. Mm. But what I do is I offer prayers. Like, if you can't make a monetary donation, mm-hmm. pray for us. Pray for the donors who are going to step up in the next 90 seconds mm-hmm. and for the rest of the week. If you've already made a pledge, please say a prayer for us that we can keep hitting our goals the rest of this week. But if you haven't made a pledge yet, now's the time to call. 888-823-5286. Brenda.
Yeah, Deborah, thank you. She's been listening to us this hour. She made her pledge. She attends a Resurrection Church in Tualatin. I went to Resurrection Church in Escondido, California.
Ooh, there you go.
That is a wonderful name for a pair. So thank you for that. All right, down to the wire. 1 minute left. Last we know, 1435 calls. Let's just get it all in. We are asking you now to give us a call. 888-823-5286. Boy, this has been a wonderful hour. There is a little bit of a ways that we can go, and we need your help to get us there.
As we go to the top of the hour, we sure would love to get that trinity of calls and then that additional call in honor of Our Lady. If you're listening now, call with a gift of any amount. Know that we're going to be able to double that amount with these matching pledge dollars all the way up to $1,430. Make that call now to 888 in honor of the Father first, in honor of the Son, in honor of the Spirit, and then in honor of Our Lady. 888-823-5286. Go online to MatreDayRadio.com or on the Hail Mary media app. 888-823-5286. Make that call now.
All right. So I think we're going to get an update here. We know some things have been coming in online. So we are thankful for those gifts. And we are thankful, Miriam Marston, for you joining us today. God bless you and all of your parishioners and all of those who are learning about the sacramental life of their church at St. Anthony's.
Thank you so much. Great to be here. And prayers for all of you as well.
All right. So we will be back after the break here at Mater Dei Radio.
This is Mater Dei Radio's 2025 Fall Share-a-thon. Rejoice in hope and join us in leading more souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary by calling